six-pack lap of that. And this is the Women's European Championship preview show. Once again, we got Amelia Potter, Rory Lynch, and we got some battles. We got some world record breakers, some people we're used to seeing at the World Championships now returning to the European Championships. And once again, some people who are on their way to Sheffield and making a pit stop at the European Championships. So we're going to get a little bit of a preview show at the European Championships for Sheffield. Let's see how it goes. 47 kilo class. Rory, you covered this one, and I see in the nomination some interesting numbers, but not necessarily names I remember. What's the story here, sir?
Okay, I'm going to start with Karen Angelini, who's nominated in third place. So I reached out to her just to see how she's doing, and she says that she is not in good form. She's had some personal issues and some health issues this year that have kept her away from training. So she's going to come, she's going to do her best, but she isn't expecting her best this meet to be, you know, equal to her best from previous meets. So we're probably going to see like maybe a little bit of a dip in a total there from Karen, but she is planning to show up and she is planning to do her best still. Also from Italy, we have Annalisa Motta, who best total is 364 and a half kilograms that she did in September. She was in Malta this year. She came seventh. I will note that she has a really bad hit rate on deadlifts as well. I think she may have gone 1 for 3 in her most recent meet, or maybe 2 for 3 in her most recent meet. But I also reached out to her, and what she told me was that she is planning to try and approach this competition with a lot more emotional maturity after her international experience in Malta. And it sounds like maybe she wasn't super impressed with her own performance in Malta, and she's really looking to try and improve upon that, at least in terms of mindset coming into this meet compared to her last meet, which I think shows a lot of like growth and strength as an individual to be able to like sort of admit those kinds of flaws and mistakes. And she's also hoping to reconfirm her own national bench record, which is 80 kilograms. So nominated in first, we have a name that I haven't seen before, which is, I'm almost certainly going to mispronounce this, but I'm going to do my best. Marissa Kardzani from Georgia, who's nominated at 385 kilograms, but her entire meet history that I have been able to find is bench only. So she has got international experience. She was in South Africa this year for the Bench Press World Championships. She was last year in Hungary 2022 for the European Bench Championships. So she has got international experience just as bench only. Georgia is one of those countries that generally doesn't show up very much on open IPF, which just generally means that their results are not accessible to the people who sort of upload everything to open IPF, which means that I don't really know what conditions were like for her three lift meet. I don't know how many attempts this was. I don't know what meet it was. I don't know when it was, which is not to say that this is a false or misleading total. It just means that we don't really have context about where it came from or what it means. But 385 kilograms at 47, if she can do a repeat of that kind of performance, is a really, really good total, right? Like we see podium at 47 being sort of, at the World Championships being sort of 400 and up. We may see it come a little higher in the coming year. But so she's sort of well within striking reach of that if she's able to repeat that performance. But one thing that I did note from her bench press performance is she takes some really big jumps. I mean, like in South Africa, she went 55 kilograms, 62 kilograms. So that's a 7 kilo jump already. And then took a 12 kilo jump from there. So 20 kilos from her opening bench to her third bench on a bench only.
47? That's insane. 47,
yeah. Yep. And so I don't really know how to read that. Like, because we don't have her meet results for her other three lift meets. We don't know, like, if she does similar things for her squat and her deadlift that she does for her bench, that may mean that her total is quite swingy. And so it may mean that 385 on a good day may turn into 360 or less on a less good day.
I've just done some maths, something that I'm not usually very good at, so I triple checked. And I was like, all of their numbers seem so similar. And I checked the math three times. She's nominated with a 385 total, but her squat, bench, and deadlift there add up to 365, which is only half a kilo above Annalisa.
Good catch.
So I was like, I was like, my brain must be melting because she's nominated 125, 80, 160, which is 365. And then Annalisa, who apparently is almost 20 kilos behind her, or 20 kilos behind her, is 130, 79.5, and 155. And I was like, that maths does not maths. You know, I thought I was melting, but no. So that total, either some of the numbers on the squat, bench, and deadlift isn't right, or someone's maths is worse than mine.
Nice catch, first off. But yeah, you know, three, if I'm honest, 365 sounds a lot. It's still a great total for 47, but that's a lot more, I don't want to say believable. I don't think anyone's lying. I think maybe it was just an error, additional layer, like adding it up or whatever. It's a, but that's a little more easier for, because you're right, Rory. 385 is getting close to that 400 kilo mark where you're batting around 400 kilos as a 47. Usually we all know who you are and see you coming. So maybe that's the case. And maybe we got ourselves a shootout then in the 47s.
Hmm. Yeah. If that is the case, and there's only 2.5 kilos between all of them.
Yeah. I mean, that's a full on, that's a good one. That's a good battle in the 47s. Wow. 2.5 kilos separating all three lifters. Now, obviously, Karen said she's not having a great meet. We'll see. We'll see. Hmm. Well, looks like the 47s got a whole lot spicier after that addition. Thanks for jumping in there, Amelia, because that went over my head. I didn't even blink. How about the 57s there, Rory? What do we? I see some return of some veterans here.
52s?
Or sorry, 52s, yeah.
Yeah, so nominated in first, Plum Dekkers from Netherlands. Her best total is 436. I will say that total is a little bit stale now. That was March 2022, and she's actually totaled progressively less each meet since then.
Was she 57, though, at the time? Because she, I think she's...
I believe she was, yeah.
Or like a light 57, she would, but yeah.
Yeah, so she wasn't at weight, but that was her best total. So she did 420 in Malta, where she came fifth, which is a very respectable total at 52, even though it isn't quite as good as her previous totals. She's a fantastic squatter. And I did reach out to her over Instagram, and she did say that she is looking to take another crack at the world record squat. So that's going to be really exciting, I think. And she has traded that back and forth a couple of times before. Yeah. And as just a couple of other notes that she sent me while we were talking, she said that she has dealt with a hip injury in the past, but that's feeling really good at the moment. Her body weight is sitting much closer to her competition weight than it has in the past, so she's less stressed about that. And she's got a mental coach to help with her prep as well this time. So all in all...
No kidding.
Yeah, it sounds like she's got something really special lined up for this meet, actually. So that's really, really exciting, I think. Nominated in second, Sarah Klein from Germany. So her best total is 410, where she came in seventh. Again, really respectable total at 52. She's a very strong deadlifter. But, you know, in the men's preview, we were talking about some men who were sort of like, you know, 11 kilos here, 7.5 kilos there, kind of apart from each other. And we were like, oh, that's not so far apart. Sarah's best total, 410. Plun's mediocre total from her most recent meet, 420. 10 kilos when your total is in the low 400s is a much bigger differential than 10 kilos when your total is in the 800s, 900s, low 1000s. And so, you know, Plun's less good day coming in at 420 is still... would be a really big jump for Sarah to try and overtake that. And it does seem like Plun is coming in with, you know, like I said, something special lined up. And I will just mention as well, Alison Uet, her best total is 407.5. And so I believe that her and Sarah will probably be neck and neck coming in, fighting for sort of second and third. And I'm expecting Plun to be not exactly a runaway, but have a decent lead coming into deadlifts at least. And I will say Allison is a fantastic bench presser. It looks like she's gone 100 kilos or higher in a couple of meets now, although hasn't, two notes, has only done that in bench only. I believe the best she's done in a three lift meet is 97.5, so it would be exciting to try see her hit 100 in a three lift meet. But also, she's missed her opening bench press 3 out of her last 4 meets, which is a phenomenally bad habit to have, and I would hope that is something that she is not going to do again this time.
And here's the thing, when it comes to the spread beneath Plun, who, yeah, she's world class. Like, she's medaled at the Open World Championships. If Plun's right on point, she's definitely a solid favorite. And on top of that, Sarah's got to worry about Allison. Allison's got to worry about Sarah. You know, if you're looking for that silver medal, your silver medal is going to be threatened, and you might get bumped into bronze if you're trying to chase Plun. That's where Allison's going to keep Sarah honest, and Sarah's going to keep Allison honest. There isn't going to be any kind of Hail Mary, let's go all in for that European title type of talk, because it's, you're risking being, you know, you're going to swap out your medal for a bronze if that's the case. And so that's like a little bit of extra insurance Plun has, but I think you're right. Plun at 100% is definitely my gold medal favorite as well. Any notes you want to throw in there, Amelia, or you want to jump into the 57s? Or are you, Rory, is there more 52, or should we jump into the 57s?
What I was going to say was, in regards to big benches, you've also got Jenny Henriksson of Finland, nominated sixth overall, but with a 103.5 bench heading into it. So potentially a bench medal there, with, you know, a pretty reasonable size bench.
Yeah.
Pretty reasonable. For sure, yeah. Double body weight. Yeah,
this is extremely, extremely good.
All right, so shall we move into the 57s? Was that you, Amelia?
That was me indeed, yes. Okay. So obviously we've got Bobby Butters there, who is very, very well known amongst, you know, powerlifting in the 57s, nominated 20 and a half kilos ahead of Pau from France, who's then nominated again 12 and a half kilos ahead of Ade. So Bobby didn't have the best day, she said, in Malta, and she kind of came away from it and decided to kind of go, you know, heads in with her coach and figure out what can we do better, you know, moving forwards. And she did exactly that. And she said that from doing that between Malta and now, she feels like she's learned a lot about herself as a lifter, you know, and really has her head screwed on tight. And she said to me, the plan is progress, you know, so it seems like she's not too worried about anybody catching her tail. And with, you know, as Rory said, in this weight class, a 20 kilo lead is pretty significant. You know, so just looking at continuously improving herself and adding on to the huge total that she already has. And then, you know, I know Ade, I think her first international was Malta, and she actually really did very, very well. She has a big, big deadlift on her, at nominated with 200. I didn't get through to power, I couldn't grab her, but I think you have some inside knowledge of her and her training.
So she hangs out with the Silent Worker crew. I've met her several times, like at Worlds and again at the Silent Worker meet. And I can tell you this. So I don't know the extra in terms of her prep. She's playing her cards a little close to her chest, but Penna and their team are extremely high on her and think that she could do big things when she goes full in. She hasn't posted a lot. I'm not sure where she's at. So I can't give insight into that, but I know that, and this is coming from Team France, and these are several world championships in the crew that she trains with. So she's surrounded with the best of the best, tip of the iceberg in terms of powerlifting, in terms of, you know, coaching, in terms of, I'm pretty sure Penn is the one coaching her, but if he isn't, she's deeply entrenched with that team, the whole Silent Worker crew, and they are very high on her in terms of a prospect. So let's see what she does. I'm seeing Bobby Butters at a European championship. Not sure about that, but on display as somebody to watch out for, definitely. And definitely capable of improving upon her total. And yeah, let's see. Let's see if she sends a message to the 57s, because they're pretty high on what she's capable of doing.
Yeah. And also just to note as well, Mylene from the Netherlands isn't so far off the podium either, just a kilo and a half below Adejoke. So I think, you know, a bit of a fight for bronze there. As you said, it looks like gold and silver pretty cemented with Bobby and Pau, but it looks like it'll be some exciting lifting nonetheless.
Any other notes, or should we move on to the 63s?
Yeah,
All
so
right, into the 63s we go.
The 63s, obviously, we have Chiara Bernardi of Italy, who's nominated 50 kilos ahead of the competition. When I spoke to her, she, you know, she's very well aware of the fact that she's kind of nominated so far ahead. And similar to Bobby, you know, she's just looking to push herself, push the numbers she already has. You know, she wants to push the total closer to the world record, like edging ever so closer to that 63 world record total. And, you know, Euros is a great opportunity for her to do so because she has that wiggle room. You know, she's 50 kilos ahead. It would be difficult for her to kind of lose that ground. And then the real fight, I suppose, is for silver and bronze, which, you know, there are a few names in the hat for. Pantea Supernets of Austria is one of them. She said that she's been, you know, quite ill recently. She said maybe it was COVID, but she did still manage to pull 205 kilos with a fever. So, and that's 10 kilos above her current nominated deadlift, which is pretty impressive. So not sure what she'll be able to do on the day should she feel healthy. She also said that coming into Malta, she had a difficult cut. She didn't do her best. She'd had surgery around about a year ago at the moment. So she's hoping heading into this a little bit more prepared, better cut, healthier, put something up a little bit better. And a similar sort of story with Sayuri Lalime of Belgium, who is just below her, who's been on and off with an illness recently. She missed 200 at lockout at Worlds and is looking for a bit of redemption with that. On nomination, she's only 10 and a half kilos behind Pantea, but as I said, you know, with a fever, Pantea pulled 10 kilos above her nominated deadlift, so if she's on good form, she could put something pretty mean up.
And Esmia from the Netherlands, only 10 kilo off of Lalim. So it's Lalim the Scream, by the way. She's super nice when you meet her, but she on the platform, man, she gives it, she brings tons of energy. But Esme is relatively close. If people start missing, we could see a bit of a shakeup on the podium. It might be a battle for that bronze medal. We'll have to see.
And like you said, Esme is just there and only 2.5 kilos behind her is Mathilde. So it, you know, that top five, well, top, like the fight for the bronze with those three might be a lot closer than we think. But as I say, Chiara's leaps and bounds ahead.
Yeah. And Esme's got a mat. She has a deadlift advantage. And she'll be able to pull, well, conceivably anyways. Let's see what happens. Like you said, people are hitting PRs and deadlifts in the gym. So we'll see who ends up deadlifting last. But conceivably walking in has a slight deadlift advantage. So she will be able to pull last, theoretically. And then she could pick and choose in terms of the medal placings. And that's always a nice opportunity to be at. Because when it's with European championships and you're within reach of making the podium, you're probably going to load up. But yeah, I'm interested in seeing how Chiara Bernardi performs in the 63-kilo class. Former junior world champion. And, you know, podium finisher in the Open, and she's world-class for sure in the 63s. And 63s are a hot division. With Agatha Shitko moving down to 69, Gara's the 63 world champion, and Leah Bavwa, she wins 69, but she could easily go back down to 63. It's a good division to be in. We'll see what happens. Okie dokie. Moving on from there, who has the 69s? Amelia.
It would be me. Well, the 69s, we kind of touched upon this with Sophia the other week, where this is going to be very exciting, I think, and even closer than it seems like it's going to be on nominations. So obviously on nominations, you have Marta Jenna in first, nominated 538.5, and followed is Clara Pirau. And those kind of on nominations look like they're very far ahead of the rest. Marta kind of coming in with a bit of a redemption mindset. She said that, you know, she's allergic to meats is what she said. And looking for that redemption, she's hit 560 in training. She wants that redemption on 550 in the competition. Wow. But obviously we know Clara is kind of the young gun coming in. She very, very rarely misses, but she's had more externals recently. She's started her masters and therefore had to adapt training. And she's been posting a lot less. So it's hard to get insight to what that training actually looks like. So on nominations, it seems like, okay, it's going to be Clara or Marta. But saying that, Tasmin and Annie, you know, they go neck and neck in Britain with kind of at nationals in the 69s. Their training coming into Euros has been phenomenal. And I'm going to mention Annie specifically here, who I've spoken to. And despite a lot of externals going on in her personal life, she has had a remarkable prep. You know, she squatted 200, I believe. Her bench has blown up she benched 117 the other day and did an easy 220 in training. So do not let the 506 nominated total fool you, because I think she is well in the race with those kind of top three up there. So yes, on paper, it seems like a clear gold, silver, but in reality, I don't think it's going to be that simple.
I mean, look, if she put 10 kilos on her squat, now I get it. It's training. It's not on the platform and it still has to be done, but that's 10 kilos on one lift. Potentially, yeah, that's a huge jump up. She could make some huge ground here in terms of making the podium of God knows what medal, depending on it, you know, if Clara or Mart Jenner start missing that. For them, if, like you said, if Mart has steadied the ship and she's capable of 555.60, holy freaking smokes. That is a huge total in the 69 kilo class. And she, for the longest time, so she hit 542.5, and we've all been waiting for her to do 550 and up. You know, pacing wise, you think she would have hit that. And to your point where she said, just hasn't had good competition results. If she has turned a corner on that and rectified whatever was going on that was getting in the way of that, I full well believe 550. And you said she had hit 560 in training.
Yeah.
Huge. I mean, I know, again, it's training. Let's see what happens on the platform, but she's capable. She's due, and she might need it, because Clara Perrault, who isn't posting a lot and is one of those people who doesn't like to say too much, is developing into a killer at the 69-kilo class.
Yeah, and Clara is one of those lifters that you so rarely see miss a lift on the platform. So, like, you know, she leaves her heart and soul on the platform. And, you know, if I can bet on anyone making a difficult lift, it's probably Clara. But, you know, I think it's not just going to be one person getting close to that world record total at Euros, if I'm being honest. It might even be three.
Okay, so let's do a little over-under. Let me pull up the yoink sec here. So the world record in question, 69-kilo class, is 549. And we just said Mart has already done 542.5, but in the gym, and that's official on the platform, but in the gym has done 560. Rory? Over under world record falls at the European Championships. Yes or no, sorry.
Over. Yeah, yes.
Amelia?
Over. And I think if not more than one person over, a lot of people will get near.
Ooh. How many people?
How near?
What's that, sorry?
How near are you? How are we talking?
Like, how many people go over the world record, do you think?
If more than one person, I think two over, one or two slightly under or within 5-10 kilos, you know?
Oh, okay. So I think just Mart will break the world record. I think Clara won't get there yet. What do you think, Rory?
I think probably the same. Like, I think Clara will probably be close behind, would be my guess. And I don't have any insight about Annie or anyone else sort of nominated any further down?
I know they're doing phenomenal. World record, I think, might be a bit of a reach. But, yeah, I've seen Annie's posts as well, and she's crushing. And, yes, they're definitely doing great, but that's a big ask. But Mart is due for her big meet. She's due, and I think the European Championships is going to be where she shows out and puts it all together. But if she doesn't, Clara is not someone you could fumble the ball against when you're playing against her. I'm telling you right now. If and Clara, like you said, I mean, she's trained by the strength guys, and they rarely miss when it comes to attempt selection. They're in the pocket, and she hits. And when it comes to pulling off upsets, winning titles, etc., the person who lands those attempts can make it happen. That's why Clara is a major threat.
Yeah.
But yeah, any other notes, or should we move into the 76ers? Okie dokie. Into the 76ers we go. And this is you again, Amelia?
Yes. So 76ers, obviously we've already spoken to Sophia kind of going into this. The nominations look slightly different now because they've changed. It seems like there's a really big gap between Sophia and second, but that's only because Lucy Stefanikova, who now is nominated with 75, not injured, but I think her total is just quite old. So they've just, you know, kind of scratched that. But she was nominated, I think, within 5 kilos of Sophia before. So she's 6 months postpartum. She's had a baby. She had her third baby within 5 years. So training consistently has not been ideal, I can't imagine.
Your scouting is phenomenal. Let me just say something. You have so many details on people, like their personal lives, how training's going, PRs in the gym. Freaking wow.
It's my job. People want to open up to me.
Yeah, that's true. You do a good job. But anyway, sorry, I just want to give you some flowers. Keep going.
Oh, thank you. But yeah, Lucy is really, really strong. And with her old total, she was within 5 kilos of Sophia. She said training is hard with a six month old around, as I can imagine it is. But we last saw her compete internationally in South Africa. So it's been a little while since we've seen her on the international stage. This is kind of her intro back in. So it'd be really interesting to see what she can post, because should it be anywhere near what we know that she can do, you know, she'll end up near Sophia and it'll give a bit more of a fight. But, you know, we'll see. Based on kind of what her Instagram looks like, she does look really strong. Like, it doesn't look like she's lost strength. So I'm hoping there'll be an exciting fight there. You know, you never really want to see one person run away with a weight class. You know, it's always more interesting to watch a bit of a battle there. But obviously Sophia is a contender for number one at the moment. Huge, huge pull on her. Really big bench. She said she's been really working on that squat, so hopefully can bring that to the day as well. We then have currently nominated in second, but obviously we know Lucy Stefanikova is also within that top three, we imagine. We have Sara Sanchez of Spain, nominated with 520.5. She's had a pain-free prep, which I think for her has been a while since she has had that, and made a lot of bench and deadlift progress, and is going to go for some Spanish records while she's there. But I think she's just going to fight to PR, stay on the podium, because Leah Schreiner of Germany and Virginia Bocellese of Italy, and I'm going to ruin this name, Ludmila Vichok of Ukraine, all very close, all 5 kilos within each other. So they're definitely going to be fighting Sara for that third place spot. And I think she's just going to do her best to keep her head above water there, because when you have that many people kind of swimming behind you, you can only look forward.
Yeah, that is a close battle to get onto the podium. It's going to come down to attempt selection by these national teams. When it comes to international competition, though, this is where you see some of these national teams, and most of the national teams in the running here have been to several, they're competitive at the international level. so they'll be prepped. If you come from a nation who's not prepared, doesn't send many lifters, and you just got a breakaway star, so you end up showing up at the international level and you're kind of happy to be there, these other handlers and game day coaches will eat their food. They're so much better than what people realize. It's talking to some people, like when you look at national level competitions and you see personal coaches who are doubling his handling, it is a whole nother deal when you're going against a national team coach at an international competition. Yeah. Their understanding of all the rules and all the different variables from body weight to lot number to where, you know, the different, they have all of these already checked off. So when the competition starts, they know within the top five who has what lot number advantages and body weights, and they have it all worked out. They're so well organized. Some nations are like that. Other nations that aren't used to international comp, they show up, these are variables that can cost them, and it can be very costly. And we've seen that. So it's going to be interesting to see how this battle unfolds.
Yeah, absolutely. I did also leave out Susanna Argyle there. I misread the sheet. So actually there's five people who are going to be fighting for bronze with only 5 kilos between them. And that's assuming that Lucy is going to be, you know, 10, 15 kilos ahead of them, should she put up a total closer to Sophia's. So five people fighting with 5 kilos between them on nominations for bronze, that's tight.
Okay, Sophia Ellis, 250 and up for her deadlift. Rory? Yes or no?
Yes.
Amelia, 250 and up on Sophia's deadlift.
Yeah, I'd back her for 250 and up.
I think she's going 250 and up as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes.
And we,
but you got an update on the British deadlift scene.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going to go. Great minds. We spoke about, funnily enough, when we spoke to Sophia, about a bit of back and forth between her, Ziana, Erlove, with the biggest deadlift in British history from a woman. And today it got broken again by Erlove, and she deadlifted 260 kilos just after breaking Amanda Lawrence's junior record in Romania. And it was not maximal either, which is nuts.
And Erlove's still a junior.
Yeah.
She is a phenomenal talent. Who knows how freaking far she's going to take that deadlift. 260 by a junior? It's crazy. Yeah. Britain's got some big deadlifters. Britain's got monstrous deadlifters. But yeah. Any other notes we should have for the 76s, or move on into the 84s? I think you did pretty good extensive for 76s.
Yeah, 84s, I think.
Okay, off to the 84s we go.
So we've got Kristin Thorsdottir leading there with 575 on nominations. You know, she's coming back from injury, and which she kind of had going into Worlds. And she's kind of not 100% back from that, but she's feeling a lot better than she was at the time of Worlds. So hoping to put up something a little bit more comfortable for her now. It's her first competition working under the strength guys, coaches. And as you said, they're pretty excellent with their game day selection and building into that. So I think just looking to have a good first comp with them, feeling a lot more confident, I suppose, with her body heading into it than she did at Worlds, which again, she still did phenomenally at. Nomination 575, followed by two Brits. You've got Ziana and Temi. Ziana, obviously, as we mentioned just moments ago, has a huge deadlift on her. She's nominated at 557.5 and followed by Temi with 555. Ziana, again, really, really impressive lifter. Not leaps and bounds behind Kristin. You know, as we get into these slightly heavier weight classes, that's not a huge difference. You know, that could be a missed lift or, you know, a bit of a push here and there. So those top three, specifically the top two, I think will be really, really interesting. Ziana had a hip injury going into Worlds this year. And again, not 100% better right now, but feeling a lot more comfortable with it. And so I imagine feeling good to push that big squat and big deadlift that she has. So I think in for a really interesting class there on that top end.
And Britain, number one and number two for deadlifts in this weight class. I mean, Britain's got some big deadlifters. But yeah, we'll see. It's going to be a battle for that, to see between the two Brits on that podium. And to your point, yeah, Kristen, she's the gold medal favorite, but it's not all locked up. In a weight class like that, anything can happen, especially with some monster deadlifters. You miss some lifts, they're going to take advantage. So we'll see what happens at 84s. How about the 84 pluses, where it's return of Sonita, who was in probably the session of the Open World Championships, and Eurosport was ever so pleased in the 84 pluses in the Open. She's obviously going to Sheffield as well. And surprise, surprise, making an appearance at the European Championships, and looks like she's killing it in prep. But what are we to expect? Did you have a conversation with her?
Yeah, I did. I did have a chat with Sonita, and, you know, she's going into this pretty chilled. You know, she's not peaking for it particularly. She's kind of just going in and doing what she needs to. She said she'll just chip whoever in second if she needs to, kind of to win, and then taking an easy ride through, because, as you said, she's got Sheffield. She's not particularly looking to do anything. Well, I was going to say anything impressive. Whatever she does is going to be immensely impressive. But in her mind, I imagine she's going in having a very relaxed meet, which I think for anyone watching is still going to be pretty exciting. But she's nominated so far ahead. She's just looking and going, take her European title, push through to Sheffield. And then you've got kind of the battle of the Swedes below, who are pretty comfortably 100 kilos then ahead of who's in fourth. So, you know, between them, I spoke to Matilda, and she said Anna-Lena has the better squat. She has the better bench. And it's going to be whoever can kind of pull it there on deadlifts, and, a bit of a battle between the two of them. But she kind of relinquished. She said it's going to be whoever can get silver behind Queen Sonita, she said. So it'll be a fight for silver, I think. Well, definitely.
Yeah, when we're looking at Sonita, I've seen her squat 290 kilos in prep. So for her, not impressive is like a 280 kilo squat, which is insane. That's 616 pound squat by that woman. So yeah, for her, even on a chill day, it's going to be entertaining to watch. And a European title is still a European title. Let's be honest. So let's see. And she also has, you know, more international experience. Keep sharpening that sword. And it's a nice audit, if you will, because international judging is unforgiving. So audit yourself and make sure your bench is on point, your squat is on point, you're locking out your deadlifts. You might as well show up, grab a European title, and get all your lifts audited at the international level by IPF judges, and then we'll see. Then you're ready for Sheffield. So I do like that she's showing up, and we appreciate stars like her showing up to these world or these European championships. All right. Well, thank you for the research. I know you guys, we all were reaching into DMs and getting feedback, because some of these people I noticed on the classes that I was looking into weren't posting a lot, and I had to reach out. Or like Coco, for instance, was in a weight class I wasn't unaccustomed to him seeing. And I wouldn't have even known Rico was injured and pulling out, et cetera. So reaching out to these people and being like, hey, can I ask you where you're at right now? And then they were pretty honest. Some of them were saying, flying good, expect big things. Others saying, mitigate your expectations. I'm dealing with some injuries. I'm dealing with this, that, and the other. And, I'm not really looking to hit some PRs. Some people, though, I'm wondering if they're saying that and they're trying to take a little pressure off themselves, and they're going to surprise us. You never know. You never know. We're going to have to tune in. But everybody listening, as per usual, subscribe. Let us know what you think about your picks. Tag us. We'll do our best to view them, and we'll rally back for the recap show and see what happens. See what world records get broke. See who hit what and where our predictions are at. Until next time, six-pack lap it at six up, and we are out.